学英语修订本听力第三册第七课
Communicative function, making judgments. You're going to hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Choose A, B, C, or D for the best answer to the question you've heard.
1.Would you like to see the menu?
No, thank you. I know what to order.
Where does the conversation take place?
2. How come you're late again, Paul? Don't you remember this is the review session?
I'm sorry, Miss Yates. I won't be late again.
Who might be the woman?
3. The forecast says there's going to be a thunderstorm today.
I don't believe it. Look, the sun is out.
What are they discussing?
4. There's a limit of 3 books for each.
Fine. I'll return them on time.
Where does this conversation take place?
5. What seems to be the trouble?
I've been coughing badly for a couple of days, and also, I have a slight fever.
Who are the two speakers?
6. I wonder why John isn't here yet. He promised to come at 10, but now it's 10:20.
He's probably got caught in traffic.Let's give him a few more minutes.
What are they going to do?
7. Must you leave so soon?
I'm sorry, Betty, but I must go back to the hospital. There are some sick children waiting for me.
Who is the man?
8. I'm off now, Sally. What do you want me to get?
Could you pick up 3 rolls of film and some aspirin for me?
Where is the man probably going?
9. May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to open an account. Besides, please cash these traveler's checks.
Where does this conversation take place?
10. I'd like to take an advanced English course during the summer vacation. What about you?
I want to get a part-time job.
What are they discussing? 1. Unusual echoes.
Exercise 1. Listen to the story and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Once Mark Twain and 2 friends were sitting in a restaurant. One friend had just returned from a trip to Vermont. The friend said that the air in the mountains of Vermont was very clear.In many places, the echo of a voice came back 5 times stronger than the original voice. The second friend said that was nothing. In Colorado, where he lived, in many places, the echo of a voice spoken in the morning came back in the afternoon. Mark Twain laughed. Then he said, Listen, The echoes which you have told about are very unusual. But in a small church in Missouri, where I was born, there is an echo more unusual even than those. What is so strange about the echo there? Asked one of the men. Well, I'll tell you, said Mark Twain. The echo in that church is so unusual that if one asks in a loud voice, good morning, how are you? The echo repeats very clearly after a moment, very well, thank you, and how are you?
Question number one. When did the story happen?
Question number two. What were Mark Twain and his friends doing in the restaurant?
Question number three. Where was Mark Twain born?
Question number four. What kind of story is it?
Question number five. What can you infer from the story?
Exercise two. Listen to the story again and complete the three descriptions of echoes with the information you get from the tape.
Once Mark Twain and two friends were sitting in a restaurant. One friend had just returned from a trip to Vermont. The friend said that the air in the mountains are very clear. In many places, the echo of a voice came back five times stronger than the original voice. The second friend said that was nothing. In Colorado, where he lived, in many places, the echo of a voice spoken in the morning came back in the afternoon. Mark Twain laughed. Then he said, listen, the echoes which you have told about are very unusual. But in a small church in Missouri, where I was born, there is an echo more unusual even than those. What is so strange about the echo there? Asked one of the men. Well, I'll tell you, said Mark Twain. The echo in that church is so unusual that if one asks in a loud voice, good morning, how are you? The echo repeats very clearly after a moment, very well, thank you, and how are you?
Passage 2. A Man of Bad Memory.
Exercise 1. Listen to the story and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
I once knew a man whose memory was very bad. Richard Rudd was so forgetful that he sometimes forgot what he was talking about in the middle of a sentence. His wife had to remind him constantly about his appointments, his classes, even his meals. Since Rudd was a professor at a well-known university, his forgetfulness was often an embarrassment. It wasn't that he was unintelligent, as some critical people tend to gossip. He was just very, very absent-minded. One hot summer day, Professor Rudd decided to take his children to the beach. The seaside town he planned to visit was a 3-hour train ride away. To make the trip more interesting for his young children, he kept the name of the town a secret. Unfortunately, by the time Rudd had arrived at the train station, the poor, forgetful man had forgotten the name of his destination himself. Luckily, a friend of his happened to be in the station. He offered to take care of the children while Rudd went back home to find out where he was going. The professor's wife was surprised to see him again so soon, but she was amused when she heard what was the matter. She distrusted his memory, So she wrote the name of the town on a piece of paper. Satisfied that she had solved the problem, she sent her husband off again. 10 minutes later, she was astonished to see him outside the house again. What was the matter now?
Question number one. What was Professor Rudd's trouble?
Question number two. What was probably the most embarrassing thing for Professor Rudd?
Question number three. What did Richard Rudd decide to do one hot summer day?
Question number four. Why did Richard come back the first time?
Question number five. What can you infer from the story?
Exercise two. Listen to the story again and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
I once knew a man whose memory was very bad. Richard Rudd was so forgetful that he sometimes forgot what he was talking about in the middle of a sentence. His wife had to remind him constantly about his appointments, his classes, even his meals. Since Rudd was a professor at a well-known university, his forgetfulness was often an embarrassment. It wasn't that he was unintelligent, as some critical people tend to gossip. He was just very, very absent-minded. One hot summer day, Professor Rudd decided to take his children to the beach. The seaside town he planned to visit was a 3-hour train ride away. To make the trip more interesting for his young children, he kept the name of the town a secret. Unfortunately, by the time Rudd had arrived at the train station, the poor, forgetful man had forgotten the name of his destination himself. Luckily, a friend of his happened to be in the station. He offered to take care of the children while Rudd went back home to find out where he was going. The professor's wife was surprised to see him again so soon, but she was amused when she heard what was the matter. She distrusted his memory, so she wrote the name of the town on a piece of paper. Satisfied that she had solved the problem, she sent her husband off again. 10 minutes later, she was astonished to see him outside the house again. What was the matter now?
This is the end of Lesson 19.
Vermont was very